Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take-Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and tonight I have, of course, Dawn, my co-host. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, Pam. Well, I must tell you, I am excited to be here, first of all, but I'm equally excited because today was my last work day for the week. I'm officially on Christmas break. Happy dance all day long.
Ooh, yay.
So if I seem a little more chipper than normal, if that's even possible tonight, it's not the coffee. It's the fact that I'm on Christmas break and I'm so excited.
Not only from work, but from school, too. So, I
yes,
mean, that's a lot.
I'm like on break all the way around. So now for the next several days, I get to do things I enjoy. You know, that is bake and cook for my family and spend time with my grandson and do all these wonderful things that I don't normally get to do on a regular basis because life gets in the way. So,
well, I have to say congratulations for doing so well in school. I know you're not done with it yet, but you're done for this semester. And you've done a phenomenal job between working, family, shows, and school. I don't know how you did it, but you did it and did it very well.
Thank you. I don't know how I did it either. Well, what the listeners don't know is how much whining behind the scenes I did to you. Oh, Pam. No, it wasn't that bad. But I had this semester in particular was kind of a semester from you-know-where because I had three courses instead of two normally. And so that kind of – my workload was ramped up a little bit. And I was like, never again will I ever do this.
Yeah.
But I had a science course, and accompanying the science course, I had to take a required lab that goes with the science, and it made no sense to take the lab at a later date. I could have done that, but, you know, it just made more sense because they coincided in the, you know, all of the data, so it just made sense. But it was like, oh, I'm going to pull my hair out. I'm glad it's over. I really am. So now we're in full-on Christmas mode. You're going to hate me over the next few days because I'm going to be happy and jolly and short. And I came in from work today and my kids were looking at me like I had lost my mind. And I'm like, you just have no idea, people.
Well,
so
at
anyway.
Least I get caller ID and I'll know it's you and I just won't even pick up the phone. Only.
You know, yeah, I love your brutal honesty, you know, and that's what makes things so great for you and I. I mean, it's just, that's okay. Because if I don't call you, you'll know it's not me, but I'm just doing my little happy holiday stuff. So anyway,
in all truth,
I mean, Pam gives me a hard time, guys, because, you know, she knows how much I love Christmas and this and that. And so now that, and she knows how much I have been looking forward to getting to this point right here that we're in tonight. And so I knew come showtime tonight, I was going to be very happy. And on top of that, I got to leave work early today. So that just added, you know, to the excitement.
Right.
But anyway, but I certainly hope everyone out there is prepared and getting ready for the holiday season because it is upon us. Within a few short days, it will be here. And so this is the last, like, weekend that you have to get any shopping done and get all those last details in place. And there's some haters out there going, why are you even reminding me?
Well, I do want to interrupt you and let our listeners know we're waiting for our guest, Tosh Phillips, to call in. She must be running a little bit late. So that's why we're chit-chatting right now.
Yeah. And basically, they know us well enough by now to know that when we chat, that means the caller is running a little bit behind. And so, and I've not heard anything to the contrary that, you know, there was any kind of problem. So, we should be hearing from her soon. Let's hope.
Right. And then when she is on, if you'd like to call in and speak with her, our phone number is 1-718-506-1540, and make sure you press the number 1 so we know to pick up the call. And any of our previous shows, if you'd like to listen to them or see who's up and coming on the next shows, you can go to take2radio.com, and that's the number 2. As well as follow us on Blog Talk. You'll get an email every time a guest is going to be on so you don't miss the show. We do have a Facebook and on Twitter. We always tweet out who we have coming. It would be at Take Two Radio, again, the number 2, and Dawn is at Dawn Take Two Radio. The previous podcasts are on the website, but also they're free on iTunes, so you can download them from there too. And I'm sure if you look through the list, there's somebody you'll want to listen to if you missed them.
We've had some phenomenal guests so far, and for those of you who are kind of new to the program here, This show just started back on Nicaragua Camp, and Pam, I have to commend you. You're doing a phenomenal job as host, and you've had some awesome guests so far, and we've had some of the biggest stars in daytime drama, and just some really interesting guests, and all around, just it's just been a great show in the last, say, 5-6 weeks since you've been on air, so I'm just thrilled to be a part of it all, but kudos to you. You're doing great, and I will tell the listeners that we've got a lot of great things lined up for the new year. So if you like what you're hearing so far with the show, just stay tuned and follow us on Twitter, like Pam said, because you'll hear it from us as soon as we know.
Right. Exactly.
We'll get it out there so you guys can be sure to tune in. And I think Pam said this, but I'll reiterate it. Be sure and follow us if you like our show. Be sure and follow us on Blog Talk, because every time there's a show, you'll get an email and it'll notify you, and you'll never miss a show, no matter what.
Exactly. And if you'd like to send us an email for somebody that you'd like us to get on the show, or if you're a artist of some type, musician, an actor, an author or something, you can send us an email, info@take2radio.com.
I'm
so used to using my other email that I forget what that one is. But,
okay.
You can send it there, and we'd be happy to take a look at it and see what we could do.
Most definitely.
Well, how about if we play Tasha's song, Avalanche, while we're waiting for her, for the listeners, so they can get a taste of who she is and how wonderfully she sings.
Oh, I think that'd be great. And just so the listeners know, Tosh is she's Ukrainian-born, and so she moved to the United States when she was 17 years old, and she's had quite a bit of success since being here. And she had a song that was called California Isles that was featured in Hollywood Heights during its run, and is now on the soundtrack for the show. But she is a recording artist. She's phenomenal. And so we're going to play a song, and this is Avalanche.
Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Teach me lessons. I'm breaking rules like I need these.
that was Avalanche by Tash Phillips. What a wonderful song. Very upbeat. I just love her voice. It's so strong, and it's hard to believe she's so young and has accomplished so much. And speaking of which, we do have our guest on the phone, so we're going to go ahead and welcome in Tash. Hello, Tash.
Hi.
How are you? Hey. How'd you like hearing your song? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you. Are you having a bad connection?
No, can you hear?
Okay. There's some beeping or something in there, so I'm not sure what that is. Well, welcome to our show tonight. How are things going with you? Were you a busy girl today?
I was a busy girl yesterday, for sure. I was, it's been kind of crazy before I head home in, like a few days. I was shooting a video yesterday and, just like a lot of preparation and, but I've been busy. But pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard when you're so busy doing all these things that you need to get done and then the holiday pops up on you.
Well, the holiday, everybody's trying to get everything squished in before everybody,
right,
you know, takes the holiday.
Well, and by the way, Tosh, that is Pam that you were just speaking with, and this is Dawn. Hi. we didn't do introductions, and I apologize. I was going to ask, you know, do you have any special plans for the holidays?
I do. Okay, I've been songwriting and, you know, shooting like videos and things in LA like the whole year, like every single day the same thing. So I have plans to go back to Australia, where I'm from, Perth. On Saturday, I leave on Saturday in 2 days. I'm like super excited because my whole family is gonna be there. Because my sister's actually a dancer and she lives in London. So we're like quite an international family. So it's going to be nice,
wow,
you know, to have a
city,
yeah, everybody back in Perth.
Wonderful.
Yes, that will be. I was telling Pam before, you know, as we opened the show, how excited I was because today was my last work day for about 11 days. And so I don't quite know what to do with myself. I've been so busy. So I know you can probably relate because it sounds like you have been incredibly busy as well. And so it would be nice, I hope, for you and your family just to have that downtime, you know, just do, you know.
Oh, my gosh, for
that
sure.
Sort of thing.
For sure. But it's been crazy for everybody. But it's going to be really nice because especially we live on the beach. So, you know, every morning waking up with a cup of coffee on the balcony, it's going to be like the best 2 weeks of my life.
Well, I have to say I'm extremely jealous because I'm in Chicago right now and all day long, all I heard about is the blizzard that we're going to be getting. So,
Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds, you know, you need to be inside with some hot cocoa watching some TV.
Oh, definitely. That's one good thing about my so-called job doing this hosting this show is that I get to do it from home on the phone, so I don't have to worry about traffic or bad weather or anything like that.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine because you guys are based out of, where are you based out of? Chicago.
Well, I'm in Chicago, and Dawn is in North Carolina, and Blog Talk, I'm not sure exactly where they're based out of.
Oh, they're actually out of New York. Blog Talk is out of New York. So,
New York, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of wish we were getting snow for Christmas, Pam, but I don't envy you in that way because I think adjusting would be beautiful, but, you know, people have to go and do their family things and travel, and it's not conducive, you know, when you're
exactly.
in the midst of a holiday. So,
exactly. Now, I have friends in Perth, and I know that you guys are going into summertime now. So how wonderful is that? You get to miss all of the winter stuff.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. It's going to be interesting because it's been kind of cold in L.A. I mean, it's, like, nice weather, but I just can't wait for, like, you know, like, full-on sun and beach. I haven't had, a beach day in so long. It's going to be like the middle of our summer, so I get to miss blizzards and everything.
Yeah.
None of those blizzards in LA, but I get to miss rain.
Right.
Now, Tash, I wanted to ask you about your, gosh, incredible career. I mean, you've really done a lot of things in a short amount of time. I mean, you're pretty young, and
I'm 17, yeah.
I mean, that is so impressive, because when I read over your bio and was looking at your extensive resume, I was like, my gosh, you've accomplished more than a lot of people who are far beyond your years. And one of the things that I was very interested in was the fact that you began your career as a professional ballroom dancer. So how did you go from being a dancer to becoming, you know, a singer and an actress?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was originally born in the Ukraine, and you know, dancing is like super popular. You know, every gymnast and dancer is always like Russian. When we immigrated to Australia, it was me, my mom, my sister, and my sister was a ballroom dancer. So I guess I just kind of, you know, did it because my sister did it, and we both just liked dancing. So I was intense. I was like training every single day before school. I was like 6, 7. I would train like at 5 a.m. for a few hours before school, and then I was Australian champion when I was 8. All the hard work paid off. But then I liked the performing side of it, like going on the dance floor and everything. But I didn't like really enjoy the practicing part. And you know, you should like enjoy what you do. So I kind of lost the passion for it, and I started getting into the performing side of things. Like I joined a dance school, I took acting classes and things like that, and I really got into singing. I started taking private singing lessons and started performing, getting invited to events and functions around Australia, around Perth. Because I was kind of young still, I was like 12, 13, mm-hmm. And I kept going with that, and I kind of fell into acting from there too. Like I was performing on TV for music, I was singing, and then I was like, hey, I should like probably get a major in, because I'm like on TV for music. So I did, and I booked a TV show. I was a series regular in a show in Australia for 2 years. Well, Cast Away, the second season, is actually on TV in Australia right still.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and then after I filmed the show, I felt like I had enough credits and everything, and to make the move to LA, because this is like really the heart of the entertainment industry. So that was kind of the journey. It was like dancer. Then I liked the performing side of things. So then I was like, oh, you know, I kind of became a performer. I was doing like jazz, tap, and musical theater, and then I got into singing from there. And then from singing, I got into acting. So there you go.
Well, are you pretty famous in Australia now that you've been in the two TV series?
Well, you know, I'm pretty recognized as, like, even as people here, even, like, a lot of kids recognize me in the show. I have a lot of fans writing from, like, Sweden and Portugal, too, because the show is on there, too. And it was on after Hannah Montana on Saturday Disney, so it was, it's got a pretty big fan base.
Perfect lead-in.
Yeah, I know, right?
definitely. And now I know that that as you portrayed Lily Taylor on the TV series Trap, that you became a role model for kids. And how did that make you feel in terms of, you know, of course I'm sure you were held to a higher regard because you were looked as a role model. But how was that for you?
Well, it was I feel like I have a good head on my shoulders and everything, so it wasn't, I don't really think about it that much. I'm just like myself, I guess, and if people want to see that as a role model, then that's good. And, even the character on the show was like the motherly figure and everything like that, so I feel like I guess I have those, like, qualities.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good head on my shoulders. I'm a hard worker, so it pays off.
Well, I have to say that you're awfully brave moving to the U.S. when you were only 17.
15. I was 15.
15? Oh, I read 17. That's even, oh my gosh, younger.
I know. So when I first moved over here, I was 15. I wasn't alone, though. Like, it's actually illegal for me to live here by myself at 15. I had, you know, my mom came over a few times and we settled in. Of course, my dad's business is in Australia, so she gets to be with him. And I had guardians living with me. You know, when I'm 18, it's going to be fine in a few months because, you know, then I can legally just, like, be here by myself. But it was kind of, yeah, it was kind of a challenge, like, moving over. And it didn't really hit me that I had moved until, like, 6-7 months into it. Because I was like, oh, cool, I'm, like, in L.A., and I was like, hold on, I need to, like, rebuild my whole life. Like, it didn't really hit me. And I think it's because I was traveling a lot back and forth, so in 2010 and 2011 when I was 15 and 16, and then this year and a bit of last year, I really, like, buckled down here, and, it, you know, there was not too many trips back to Australia, so I was like, oh, okay, now. My mom was like, yeah, you live here now. This is your home. LA is your home, really, where you live now.
That's right. Australia is your, LA is your home away from home, and Australia is your home at heart, you know, is the way I like to perceive that. But in terms of, you know, since you have been here in the States, do you find that there are any parallels or similarities to, are you, you know, any familiarities to Australia? Or was it like major culture shock coming to the U.S.?
Oh, you know what? It there was some similarities. I mean, like, the weather is, like, similar. But it's a whole different vibe. Like, not even, I think, like, especially, like, I moved straight here because, you know, it's the entertainment industry. Everybody is, like, involved in entertainment. Everybody's, like, on the go. Everyone's always rushing to an audition or a meeting. So it's, like, I think if I moved, like, you know, anywhere else in the States, like, it wouldn't be as much of a change. But the fact that it was, like, L.A., it was, like, definitely a different vibe because the atmosphere in Perth was, you know, it's like a beachy, it's, there's a lot of families, so it's pretty chill. And then coming here, it's like, whoa, you're like on the go all the time. But you know what, I have this kind of personality, that kind of personality where I'm just like, I can't like sit still, like I have to always do something. So I feel like it fits me nicely. Like, so it's the atmosphere and everything is definitely different. And what I do here is so different because there's just like so much that I do here. Songwriting sessions, you know, performing soon, which is last year. I'm really songwriting a lot this year. You know, shooting like music videos, little videos, and, you know, I shot that one yesterday, but it's just a lot going on. You know, I'm on a web series right now. So what I do here is like being tense and it keeps me on the go all the time.
What web series are you doing?
Oh, I can't really talk about it too much. You know, it's I can't even really mention the name of it because it's a working title. But it's a web series and it should be out in 2013.
Oh, wonderful! Because Dawn and I both watch a lot of web series, so we look forward to that. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will watch it as well.
Yeah, if I post about it on my Facebook and my Twitter, both of them are the Tosh Phillips, so anybody can really, like, you know, go on and just keep up to date with what, you know, the web series and everything that I'm kind of doing. So it's like Facebook.com, the Tosh Phillips, Twitter.com, the Tosh Phillips.
Excellent. Well, now, let's talk about Hollywood Heights, because you had a song that was picked up by Hollywood Heights and called California Eyes, and it was on the soundtrack for the show. And how were you approached to do a song for the series? Because that was hugely popular. I mean, there are tons of Hollywood Heights fans.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. Or maybe you do.
It was actually like when you're a songwriter and, you know, you're writing, it's definitely a good idea to get a publisher. And I have a publisher you know, basically just like an agent. She pitches your songs to TV shows and movies. And Hollywood Heights picked up California Eyes, my song. It's out on iTunes right now, too. And they liked it. I mean, it's a like really poppy, pop, catchy song. It was based on, like, my, you know, when I first moved out here, it's like, you know, the change and how different it is and how exciting it is. So it's really fun and it's just, like, positive. So I see, like, why they liked it so much. But it's really cool, just, like, for me especially, I hadn't really had, you know, a song like praise before, and then I was just like, you know, sitting and watching TV, and then my song comes on, and it was a very cool, very cool experience. It was like interesting.
Yeah, that had to be really different and very exciting for you to hear on TV.
Oh my God.
And the song was perfect for that show too, because everything was, you know, it fit in with the teenage vibe of the show.
Totally. And the whole kind of like concept, like Hollywood Heights, you know, there's like the song California Eyes is, you know, like, I don't want to wake up from this Hollywood dream. Everything is dedicated to you and me. It's like, it's perfect for that show.
Exactly.
That's why I got on it.
Right.
Yes, and I know that you know, the Hollywood Heights fans are just, I'm sure anything related to the show they love, because you just see it all over Twitter all the time. You know, the timeline when the show was on and it was going strong. You know, it was just my timeline was just filled with Hollywood Heights. I mean, if the show was on a given night, everybody was talking about it. So, you know, that I'm sure has helped to really raise people's awareness as to who you are in the state. And now,
I mean, a bit of everything that I do out here, you know, that's how you do it. You just, everything you do, it helps raise awareness around you. That's basically what I'm doing out here.
Yeah.
You know, all these videos, all these placements, it all just, you know, like builds and builds and builds and builds you up.
Yeah, and that's a very good thing. Now, in terms of you've just wrapped a short film and you're working on a new web series, and so do you have any new music that you're working on in addition to all of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been songwriting, like, so much, especially this year. I have new music, for sure, but, you know, it's like you can't just, like, write a song and release it. There needs to be, like, a purpose for it. You know, you need to have, like, I want to, like, make sure that everything that I'm releasing, it's at the right time and it makes sense. So I'm like, dying because there's, like, so many great songs that I just want, like, everybody to hear, but I can't, like, release them yet because, you know, I don't feel like it's the right time. So I've definitely written some awesome songs, and hopefully I'll be releasing them soon, like, in the next few months, maybe a single or something. I'm not sure yet, but it has to be the right time.
Well, you know, I will say that I think, you know, just based on your music and your acting style and just you as a performer as a whole, I could so see you being on a Nick show or an ABC Family show or one of the mainstream, you know, shows here in the U.S. because you really have that it factor. And I'm so surprised you haven't been picked up yet, especially you know, with having a song on Hollywood Heights and, you know, and you've got the acting experience under your belt. You know, you're not just strictly a singer or songwriter,
right?
You know, you've got that to your credit as well. So, you know, I think that I really think that you're in the right place at the right time, and that we are just really starting to see who you are, and we'll be hearing a lot from you, I'm very sure, in the near future.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it really is, you know, I audition and stuff, but you know, I'm so busy with songwriting and everything like that and shooting videos. It's like, you know, you really do have to be with the right place at the right time with TV stuff because there's just so many competition. There's so many girls out here that are doing the same thing, and you know, I'm not too stressed out about it. You know, it would be great to be on another show, but I'm really busy, like, with everything else that I'm doing too. So when it comes, it's gonna be great, you know, and it's gonna be the right time for me. So I'm not too stressed out about it yet. Other things.
No, you shouldn't be, because you've got something else to fall back on, which is a wonderful fallback as far as I'm concerned. Your voice. And I wanted to ask you, now, all the songs that I've listened to that you have put out so far have been in the pop genre, but you're also trained vocally for classical and jazz and R&B. Do you ever think of putting anything out like that?
Right now, I'm not. I just found, you know, my glitch that I really, stuff that I really love writing and singing and kind of music that I like to create is pop, and now I'm getting more into electronic stuff. You know, people are always reinventing themselves, and John and like reinvented themselves so many times. Like,
right.
You know, I never know like what I would want to do in the future, but right now I like really found, you know, a sound that I'm like excited about and stuff that I want to write about, and in the future, who knows? But yeah, it's cool that I do have that training, because I feel like it really given me a huge range with my vocal abilities,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I'm not just stuck in one genre, one type of way of singing. Like, it gives me the freedom to experiment. You know, I have like kind of basically the tools to experiment with my voice and do things that, you know, not a lot of people can, because, you know, not a lot of people have that kind of training. Yeah, no, it's definitely a good thing that I have that under my belt, and we'll see. You know, maybe who knows? I might make album, but I don't think it will be in the near future.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, you know, one thing, I know that you already, since you've been here, you have worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. I mean, you know, Grammy nominee people, and gosh, just the list is extensive. And with all that, is there someone that you have yet to work with that you think down the road, oh my gosh, it would be an awesome opportunity?
Sia Bella. She's like my inspiration. She's a songwriter. She was an artist. She is an artist. She was an artist in Australia, and she did a lot of quirky things, and she's like really, really quirky. But she migrated over to LA, like a lot of the Australians.
Right.
Does
it's LA or New York, one or the other.
I think she's actually, well, she travels back and forth from New York to LA to Australia. But she's, you know, she wrote Diamonds for Rihanna. She's Dilera now. And, you know, the thing that I appreciate about her, though, is just everybody that comes over here is like, not everybody, but a lot of people that I stumble upon here, you know, are like writing for like, you know, what they think, you know, they should be writing about, and music that they should be doing, because that's like what's hot right now. But Sia, the cool thing about her is, you know, when trends come and go, and when the trend goes, you need something else, you know, something new, something fresh. And Sia is, like, so fresh and so creative, and just, like, she's just, like, this really, I really appreciate her as an artist, as a person, and as a songwriter, because, you know, she just stuck to herself. She was, like, her own thing. And then, look, she, you know, she's writing for Rihanna. She's writing, she's working on all these, like, insane, awesome projects, because she was just, like, herself and, you know, did her own thing. And then, you know, when one trend went, they were like, oh, my God, who is this, like, really cool, quirky artist? We need, you know, we need her. We need her freshness.
Right?
And because I know that is sometimes, especially in the States, and I can't attest for internationally how it would be, but in the United States, it's always nice when you can have a fresh new artist that has something new and different to offer to the music scene, because sometimes here in the States, as I'm sure you've learned and you've seen, that, you know, music here can be kind of compartmentalized. It can be very, you know, categorish, if you will. And so there's, you know, not that there's not originality, but it seems like a lot of times there's a lot, you're hearing a lot of the same stuff. So anytime you can have an artist that comes out. I'm sorry?
That's it, for sure, especially in the pop world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so. But that's one thing that I love about your music, because, you know, it's relevant to the pop, you know, the pop genre world that we have here in the U.S. But you are so multi-talented that you bring so much more to the music than just the average artist. You know, like you said, you can do a lot of things with your voice that, you know, that's just a gift. I mean, a lot of artists, even with training, have a long, hard time of trying to achieve that. So with you, you just make it sound easy.
Yeah.
I know, when we're listening, you know, and
it's hard work. But thank you. That's probably my aim, to make it sound easy.
Now, have you done any theater?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Well, when I was in the performing arts school after I finished ballroom dancing, I was really into musical theater. These days, I'm not that keen on it. I don't know why I'm just more into, you know, making the two separate. Like, I'm more into, you know, if I'm acting, I'm acting. If I'm singing, you know, I'm making music. I don't know why I've kind of lost the passion for it, just like the Gorm dancing, and I've, like, really dug into these passions for, like, you know, music and, you know, the kind of genre that I want to make, and then acting, the kind of, like, stuff that I want to do, you know. I kind of stopped doing musical theater. I was good at it. And I don't mind watching it, but it was I don't know why I stopped loving it.
You know, you have done, you know, you've done the musical theater and you've done acting and you're a performer. Is there any one aspect of it that you just absolutely right now love more than any other? You know, that you're enjoying the fullest and you know, it's just kind of something that's your niche right now.
Yeah, no, music is songwriting and making music right now. Whenever people used to ask me before, I didn't really know. I was like, oh, I love both. But I feel like music, I feel a deeper, like, connection. Without trying to be cheesy, I feel like I just, like, you know, when I sing or when I just hear things in my head and they come out, and it's just, I feel like it's just, it's natural. It's really, really natural to me. Acting is, I'm still good at it, but it's just like, I have like a deeper thing for music. You know, I don't really produce. I'm a songwriter and a singer, like a performer, but I, you know, when I'm, like, making melodies or whatever, they just, like, come to me, and it's just, like, you know, when I hear it back, I'm like, oh, my God, it's so good. Like, I'm, like, a bit of an obsession with it, you know? But, so, I think that I'm really into music right now. You know, that can always change. It just depends, you know. I'm working on these web series, but I think it can change your, you know, the way you feel about it, too. You know, I'm making the music I want to make right now. And I'm really excited about it. So right now, I'm leaning towards music.
Well, and speaking of your music, how do you go about writing a song? How, you know, do you have a particular, you know, protocol or a routine in terms of writing, or does it just come to you and you just try to get it down as quick as you can?
It's always different. It depends who I'm working with and how they write. So, you know, last year I wrote with some people who, you know, like to start with lyrics and then a melody and then music comes last. Then if you're working with more like track guys, which, you know, make music first, then you write the song to the music. You know, you have the music already. So then you either try and come up with a cool melody that you're both, you know, you and the songwriter, or just you are like, whoa, that's like a really great melody. Or, you know, you hear a lyric, or you, like, you know, it's just one or the other. It's always random, you know. It just depends who you're writing with, because normally they're a track guy and they send you a track, you have to write to the track. So you have to either come up with a lyric or a cool melody first. But then, you know, there's the more traditional songwriters. That's mainly how it's done these days, pop. But then there's the more traditional songwriting, you know, where you start with a lyric and then you go into a melody, or you start with a melody and go to a lyric, and the music comes later. But, you know, people always used to be kind of like, not against it, but people would say that, you know, you can't really write as good of a song if you were to write into a track. But there's so many times that I've seen people write like incredible songs to tracks. So I do both. It just depends who you're writing with and the way they like to do things.
Now, do you have to be in a certain mood to be able to sit down and write something? Because I know I write poetry, but it's funny because I normally don't write it unless I'm really upset or depressed about something.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you have to have some kind of feeling like that?
No, I can't really, because if I have a session booked, I have to go into session and be creative. You know, if I'm at home in my spare time, then, yeah, I'll have to feel something to inspire me to write, but not necessarily feel when I write in my session. But just saying, like, when I go into a session and I'm I there's always something to pull from. You know, I could start mm-hmm. talking to a songwriter, and we'll, like, come up with a cool idea. There's always some way that we get into the song. You know what I mean? We always find a way to come up with a really cool concept or something like that, just based on our conversations and just, like, thinking about life or experiences. And then, you know, if I'm at home, because, again, I don't produce, so I don't write too much by myself, because I like to have a producer.
Hello? Oh, we just lost
her. Oh, her call just dropped.
Yeah, it was
I'm sure she'll call us back.
Yeah, it was a rough connection, you know, as it was. Anyway,
right.
I don't know if she was just in a really bad area where, you know, she's located at the moment or what have you, but
well,
but
how
anyway.
Many times has that happened when we have somebody calling from L.A.? They get to that sweet spot, you know, and their
That's
call goes,
so
bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. So it is it's always gurgly sounding, and, you know, that happens sometimes. But gosh, I mean, you know, the thing I've been most impressed with in listening to her, aside from the fact that I'm just loving hearing her talk because of her Australian accent. Oh,
of course,
but,
yeah.
But she, to be so young, she just is so beyond her years in terms of, you know, the way what she's thinking about in terms of what she's doing. And you would never know she's 17 years old. I mean, that is the thing that's blowing my mind.
I know.
How
I know.
Mature she is to be so young.
And that's good, too. I mean, because when I've read that, you know, she was into a lot of sports and stuff like that, and she does things that she enjoys. So that's good, because that's what a child or a teen should do. But here
exactly.
she is now turning in her things that she enjoys and her passion into making money from it. So that's
yeah.
a good thing.
Most definitely. And but it is, you know, my son is 17, and so I know that that's an age where you really begin to see, you know, young adults transform themselves into, you know, adults. And,
right.
you know, they start getting some clarity about what they want to do and how they want to go about it. And it's really
well,
interesting
to watch.
Let's
put it this
watch.
Way, most of them at that age, but the rest of them, it's more like in their 20s.
Well, that's true. Not all. I mean, I think if there are those that do, they've, you know, obviously had some good clear direction because they didn't get there by themselves. And she's been very grounded, and she's been very involved in a lot of things along the way that has helped mold and shape her for this time now, which has probably been a very good thing because she learned early on the rigors of discipline and hard work, given some of the things
yeah.
that she's been involved in.
Yeah.
So no doubt about it. But, yeah, she's
well,
a really
I awesome don't know if I would have picked up my butt and gone across country to another country at that age that she went, at 15. I mean, my gosh.
Not.
No matter who you know, in that other country, it's got to be scary.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
But some people just have that courage, I guess, you know, or that determination.
Well, and when I was 15, I didn't even want to leave my state to go to a different state. I mean, you know, so it does take a lot of courage. But I think for her, you know, she had kind of been primed her whole life for that moment of leaving and going to the United States because of some of the things that she was doing and
right.
and has been exposed to. So she definitely was well prepared and has a great background to bring with her that helped, you know, her here. And it sounds like when she got here, it wasn't a tremendous culture shock to her like it would be for some people. And again,
oh,
that's
of
a testament.
Course, yeah.
that's a
at
testament.
Least, you know, we speak the same language, you know,
yeah.
that they do in Australia. They just have an
uh-huh.
accent with it.
That's exactly right. I know. So
I mean, because if she would have came here straight from the Ukraine and just spoke Russian,
mm-hmm.
you know, which she's fluent in,
mm-hmm.
that would have been rough for her. But she did have those years that she lived in Australia, so that helped her out a lot.
Yes, very much so. Well, I don't know if she's going to get the call back. So either her phone has died or something has happened with the connection and the call because she's not shown back up yet. Do you see her, Pam?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, yeah, I don't think she's called back yet, but yeah, I mean, so I'm always excited to talk to these indie artists. Naturally, that's my passion. And But especially when you can talk to someone that is so young, and when you sit and you read their bios and you find out how extensive they are and what they've been doing and how evolved they are, that's so impressionable to me. I'm always mm-hmm. fascinated by, you know, a youth that not only has done as much as she has, but has a clear direction for what she wants to do in the, you know, not only the moment she's in, but, you know, what she's enjoying most, she believes is going to be what she'll be doing, you know, years down the road.
Right.
And
well,
again,
just to let our, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and there again, you know, a lot of 17-year-olds in this day and time, they don't know from one day to the next what they want to do, much less, you know, career-wise.
Exactly.
So, that's an impressive thing to me. And you were going to say?
Oh, I was going to say that she has a lot of great music out there. So if you go to SoundCloud, go to soundcloud.com/Tash Phillips, and it's T-A-S-H, Phillips with two L's. And she also has a Christmas song called You for Christmas, besides all the other songs that she has, and California Eyes that was played on Hollywood Heights. I think you'd definitely enjoy that if you haven't heard it yet. And you can follow her on Twitter at @TashPhillips. As well, to keep up with what she's got going on. I can't wait to see her new video.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be good. And I actually saw some pictures the other day online that she had taken. I'm assuming that before this photo shoot of some sort. So I don't know if it was related to the video or if it was just a photo shoot. But she is a beautiful young lady, very pretty.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. I could see her acting and being in a lot
mm-hmm.
of different things. You know, she'll fit right in.
Oh, no, she really has that it factor, you know,
mm-hmm.
about her. So, hey, who knows? We may be seeing her in the very near future.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. Well, I guess we could say that she's not going to call back, and we're getting to the top of the hour. And we're going to take the next couple days off, and on Sunday we're going to have Last Breath from the UK. It's a band from the UK, and they are extremely talented, and I think it's going to be a very fun interview because they are crazy. But crazy fun.
Well, that sums it up, wouldn't you say?
Right. Oh, I think we might have her back. Let's check.
Okay, great.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Tash? I dropped out, and then I wanted to call you back.
Oh, okay. We kind of figured it dropped. You know, we've had other guests from L.A., and it seems like they get to a certain spot, and all of a sudden the call drops. So
it's so random. Sorry, you guys. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, it's okay. It happens. You know, it's not a problem. So,
okay, cool.
We were just telling everybody about your SoundCloud and, you know, follow you on Twitter and things like that. So, and I listened to your Christmas song, too.
You for
and,
Christmas?
Pardon?
You for Christmas?
Yeah, You for Christmas, right. And I was going to say, is that something new that you wrote or is that something you had before?
That's pretty recent. It's like, it's a cute Christmas song. I wrote that, like, probably, I don't know, like 6-7 months ago, in time for Christmas.
Well, we would hope.
No, in time for, like, Easter.
No.
Are you guys listen to it and you liked it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You better.
So you have a phenomenal voice. No matter what you sing, we're going to like.
Oh, you guys.
It's true.
I'm really excited. That's why I'm really excited to release some new music and get some new stuff up. I'm rebuilding my website right now, which will be done in about 2 weeks with all my new photos and my new kind of image. And some of my new songs will be up there, actually, because I'm not going to release them yet, but, you know, they'll be up there just for people to listen to. So I'm excited for those to come out because, you know, the older I get, the more I develop as an artist, the more my voice develops and everything, and I'm really proud of that stuff. So
that'll be up there.
Well, just to let our listeners know, everything else is Tash Phillips, but your website is natashaphillips.com.
No. It's Tash Phillips. It's just
Oh, well, when it comes up Natasha. Isn't that funny?
No. It changes to Natasha Phillips. But you can type in Tash Phillips and it will...
Oh, you can get it that way. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. It's just TashPhillips.com.
Okay. Because when I put it in, it came up Natasha, so I didn't want to confuse anybody.
Either way, you'll get to her site. Yeah, either way, you'll get to my site.
That's funny.
Well, we are coming up to the top of the hour, and before we close tonight, we wanted to play your song, California Eyes, that was featured in Hollywood Heights for the listeners.
Yeah, cool.
And, and let everyone hear your amazing voice and talent. We want to thank you so very much for being with us and sharing a little bit about what you do and what's coming up. And I'm so excited for you because you've got a great, amazing career ahead of you. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot out of Tash as time moves forward, I'm sure. So it will
be. Yeah, you will. Yeah, no, they'll be there. If you follow me on Twitter and Facebook, I'll constantly be posting stuff about what I'm doing and, you know, songs I'm writing and things I'm working on. So, you can catch me there.
Okay, and we'd love to have you back in the near future when you have some more projects out there and let our listeners know what's going on in your life.
I would love to, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
definitely.
Thank you so much, Tash,
thank
you, and enjoy
thank
your
you
holidays
so
with your family.
You too, thanks. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Same
to you, and
thank
have a
you,
safe
guys.
Flight.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good night. Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Okay, Don's going to go ahead and push the button since I can't do it for the song.
I didn't know if you were going to say something, so that's why I was waiting.
Oh.
sorry, see, nothing like live radio, people.
You're right.
I apologize for that, But, yes, we're going to play Tash's song for you now. This is California Eyes, and it was featured in the Hollywood Heights Nick at Night drama, and also it's on the Hollywood Heights soundtrack. So if you like it, pick it up. And here you go.
Hitting the sunset parties, singing with all the Barbies, rubbing in through celebrities, taking pictures of paparazzi, lying about my birthday, singing some karaoke, sipping that smoke lattes, and staying awake till Sunday, jumping in the pool with clothes on, pushing in the boys on cell phones, busting out loud the radio, and dancing like there's no tomorrow. Flying through Pacific skies, but I'm just not ready yet to say goodbye.
How easily that fit into Hollywood Heights. That's a great song, and it's very a now song that's on the charts. But we look forward to all she has to offer, all she has upcoming, and we thank each and every one of our listeners for listening in tonight. We hope that you join us again on Sunday with Last Breath, and they'll be on at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, same place, Blog Talk Radio, one of the best.
Fun.
And if you don't join us because you have holiday plans, it's totally understandable. You can catch any of the previous podcasts, like I said, on our website. Also iTunes for free. You can download it there. And follow us on Blog Talk. And Dawn, you have any last parting words until Sunday?
I just want to thank everyone for listening tonight and taking time away from their busy schedules to be with us. It always means the world to us. We appreciate your support. And thank you for being here. And please join us on Sunday if you can at 1 p.m. Eastern for Last Breath. You're in for a real treat. They're an awesome group of guys, so tune in if you can.
And special shout out to our listeners in the chat room that are with us come heck or high water.
Yeah.
For Brenda and David and Suzanne and that. Thank you so much for joining us again tonight, and we'll see you all later on Twitter. Everyone have a good evening. Stay safe. And if you're in the area where it's snowing like a blizzard, stay home.
Most definitely. Please be safe.
And send your jet for me, please, and take me away. Good night, everybody. God bless. Good night, Dawn.
Good night, Pam.